This morning, I'd like to offer a few reminders about practicing in this style. We are cultivating mindfulness, cultivating awareness of all experience, the entirety of our human experience, bodily experience and mental experience. And yet there is a little bit of an emphasis or a direction that moves towards, quite naturally actually, not so much in the instructions, but moves towards cultivating an awareness of the mind itself, cultivating awareness of how the mind does what it does. All of our experience is mediated through the mind. And whether we are struggling or not with experience happens in the mind. And so this is really where exploring the mind and how the mind is in particular in relationship to experience is where the learning grows, the wisdom grows that allows the release of the habits and patterns that lead to suffering. The practice itself that we'll be exploring in these weeks, it's primarily a receptive practice. We orient towards recognizing that we're aware. And notice what awareness is already attending to, already aware of. So instead of choosing to aim to notice something in particular, like the breath, we just check in, am I aware? And what is awareness aware of? So the language of receptivity is often useful here. Certain language can be very supportive for our practice, receiving experience, maybe being with experience, being with what's already happening. And sometimes the language looking at feels a little more directed. So I find reframing it from I'm looking at, or the mind is looking at something, to being with experience. The practice itself to establish awareness, to establish a continuity, a stability of awareness. And I use the words awareness and mindfulness synonymously. So I'm probably be using both of those words. Establishing a kind of mindfulness, a kind of awareness that leads to the growth of wisdom, leads to the understanding of how our minds work. It's a kind of a non-interfering awareness that just opens to what's here and has a curiosity to learn with it. Learn with what's happening. Whether what's happening is physical experience of the body, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. Or whether what's happening, what's obvious in the experience is something in our minds, relationship, moods, emotions, thoughts. We open to the entirety of our experience with a curiosity. What is this? Receiving moment after moment the flow of changing experience. The practice itself is really simple. We begin with relaxation. And over time, may not need to do that as consciously. But early in the retreat, it's often really helpful to check in and see whether there's tension in the body and seeing if it can be softened, relaxed. And then orient to recognizing awareness. Am I aware? What am I aware of? What is awareness aware of? And from time to time, remembering to be curious about the relationship. How am I in relationship to experience? What's the attitude? And so those are the instructions, basically. Pretty simple. Relax, recognize. Awareness. Notice what awareness is aware of. And every now and then, check in to the relationship. It is the intention to keep going with that simple practice. Infusing that with curiosity. That creates the conditions for wisdom to grow and to release stress, suffering. And so we'll settle in together with some relaxation. Exploring perhaps a little bit of scanning can be helpful sometimes to scan through the body, notice where there might be areas of tension, and seeing if they can be softened, relaxed. So perhaps there can be a softening of the crown of the head, the face, particularly around the eyes and the jaw. Perhaps the neck, the shoulders can soften and relax. The arms, the hands. Maybe there can be a relaxation of the muscles of the chest and upper back. All those muscles around the rib cage. Sometimes I find as I land in that area and attune to relaxing, there's quite naturally a deeper breath that comes in, which will stretch those muscles and allow them to soften and relax on the out-breath. Deeper breath can also sometimes naturally relax our bodies and minds, because the oxygen seems to support relaxation. Maybe there can be a softening of the stomach, muscles across the stomach and abdomen, middle and lower back, hips. Relaxing the legs and feet. And perhaps going through this exploration of relaxing the body, you might just be a little curious of how does it affect the mind as the body is relaxed. There can be a corresponding releasing of tension in the mind as the body relaxes, so sometimes we can notice that. And then perhaps, too, there can be a softening inside the body. Still physical, but more deeply inside the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart, the area around the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And then an inclination, encouragement perhaps, maybe the mind can also relax. Maybe there can be a conscious setting aside or putting down of thoughts, worries, concerns. Something Gil has suggested sometimes as a way into relaxing the mind, kind of an analogy. As if the brain were a muscle, maybe the brain can relax. As there is some relaxation of body and mind, the more relaxation of body and mind there is, a kind of relaxation that is alert. Relaxation and alertness are not opposites. The mind can be very alert and very relaxed. With this kind of relaxed alertness, quite naturally, the mind, what it does is it's aware. Aware of what's happening in the present moment. And so with whatever measure of relaxation is available, we have been using awareness to explore relaxation. And so noticing, perhaps you can notice that you're aware in this moment. Are you aware? The job of awareness is to recognize, notice, be with our human experience. And so with awareness also comes awareness of experience, awareness of something. And so, what is awareness aware of? Exploring receptivity, settling back, it may feel like the awareness is connecting to something quite specific, like the sound of the my voice, the ambient sounds, or maybe a body sensation, pressure, tension, heat, coolness. Or maybe an emotion that's clearly recognized. Sometimes the what of experience is quite clear, quite recognizable, familiar. And sometimes the what of experience is more diffuse. Maybe a broader sense of experience, not so specific, just the sense of sitting. Maybe a sense of many things happening at the same time. Or perhaps a sense of the awareness touching into something less precise, more vague. The ambient feeling of your entire experience, or a quality, perhaps, of drowsiness, so sometimes experience is more vague. We may or may not have a name or know precisely what the experience is. That's okay. If the mind is niggling, trying to figure it out, sometimes it can be useful to just acknowledge, don't know what is happening. Or maybe just acknowledge uncertain or maybe unclear. There can be a clarity about knowing not clear. Clearly aware. Sometimes experiences, the what of experience doesn't seem so clear. And yet check the awareness. Are you aware? And if you know that you're aware, that's enough. We practice with a gentle persistence, a light touch, reminding ourselves to be aware. At first, we might need to do that a little more often. You can do that by just a little reminder question, aware? Is there awareness here? just to connect with the experience of being aware. And perhaps the question, what is obvious? The questions can be a tool, but they're not necessary if you find they get in the way. Just a light touch, enough attention to just be aware of this moment. And then do it again. And again. It doesn't take much effort to know this moment. Are you aware of what right now? You're already aware of something. That's enough effort. Just enough to connect with this moment. The gentle persistence to connect with mindfulness. This is how the momentum builds, where the stability of mindfulness comes from. It's not a stability on an object. And yet the stability of awareness with changing experience is a powerful form of concentration. Are you aware? What is obvious? The mind will wander out of the present moment. You'll lose that connection, lose the awareness. And at some point, completely outside of our own control, mindfulness will return. In that moment, when we notice that mindfulness has returned, there can be a temptation or a familiar habit, especially if you're not as familiar with this style of practice, to direct the attention to some experience, such as the breath. Oh, I'm back. Come back to the present moment. Pay attention to something, the breath or whatever. And yet that moment when mindfulness returns, already you are aware. There's nothing to come back to. The moment of recognition is already awareness. Can there be a curiosity about that? Aware again. This is what it's like to become aware. That moment is a powerful pointer to the effortless quality that can be there with mindfulness. Because we didn't make that moment of mindfulness happen. It just happened. It was effortless. And so that recognition of awareness re-arose. What is it like to now be aware again? Can be a powerful support also for recognizing what it's like to be aware in that moment. So let yourself kind of appreciate that arising moment and get curious about that. Awareness is back. What's it like? And then notice simply what awareness is already aware of in that moment. If the mind has been wandering into worries or concerns, it's quite possible that tension will have crept back into the body and mind. And so perhaps noticing that flavor that's there, some kind of mental tension, aware of that. And then because we understand that relaxation supports the mind to stay present, if there is tension that has crept back in, it may be useful to reconnect with relaxation, maybe even just for a few moments, allowing the body to relax. Allowing the mind to relax. Sometimes when the mind returns from wandering, if it hasn't been a particular worry or concern, maybe it's just been a drifting all out, kind of a drifting quality of mind. Sometimes as we wake up into that, there's actually more ease and relaxation than there was before. And if that's the case, connect with that. Are you aware? What is obvious? A gentle persistence of connecting. What is already happening in this body and mind? And because it's so easy for habits, agendas, attitudes to be hidden, kind of how we are experiencing things flavored with something we're not so aware of. It's useful from time to time to check in. What's the attitude happening in the mind? How am I in relationship to experience? There's what's happening and how I am. There may be a flavor of wanting something to happen, wanting something to stop happening, or some kind of idea or belief or view about what should be happening. Or perhaps there is a sense of okayness, that there's an allowing quality in the mind. No problem. All of these are useful to recognize. Whatever you recognize in that relationship, it's just something else to recognize that's happening too. Liking or not liking, believing something. and just simply continuing . Are you aware? What is obvious? And I was just appreciating the resonance of the bell through the speakers. How long we could hear it. It was lovely. So just to summarize the instructions again. Relaxation supports our capacity, the natural capacity for awareness. And so if you're finding a little bit of struggle to connect, relaxation can be a great place to connect. And sometimes on retreat I'll find when there's so much kind of agitation in certain times of the day or at a certain point, just using that exploration of relaxation can be very supportive. And then as the mind does begin to relax, as the body and mind begin to relax, this capacity of awareness is just available. And so recognizing awareness. Are you aware? You can use a question in the mind to kind of support that. Am I aware or aware? Or maybe just acknowledging already aware. If it's useful, you're welcome to use those simple thoughts in the mind to support that connection. It's not meant to, the question, am I aware, is not meant to make you think about it. It's just to kind of orient that, inspire that quality of interest, basically. And so if you find using the questions just makes you think, then let go of that and just connect to the awareness. So recognizing awareness, and then noticing what awareness is aware of. It's aware of something. So just what's that? Maybe something obvious, clear, something not clear, more diffuse, vague, broad. Just what is awareness aware of? And there, this will change moment after moment, what is being received moment after moment. And so the kind of a little bit of the art of this is to just remember awareness. Let the objects flow or pop. Sometimes they pop. Maybe a sense of flowing for a while and then a sound pops in. So just noticing how the experience is. And then, from time to time, curiosity about the relationship to experience. How am I in relationship to experience? In a little while, we'll have some time for walking practice. For some of you will be going into work meditation at 9:30, but for some of you, many of you, there'll be time for walking. And just a reminder, you know, the instructions don't change for walking practice. Just the same. It's not necessary to do back and forth walking, although you're welcome to if you wish. But you're also welcome to just, I mean, sometimes it's useful to not have too much complexity in finding a way around to walk. And so, you know, maybe walk from one side of the driveway to the other, or pick a loop on the path and just kind of make a loop there. You don't need to slow down when you're walking. Just curiosity about what supports relaxation. That's the place to begin. How How can I walk and feel relaxed at the same time? So the pace of how fast you're walking may support relaxation. So that's a good place to start. Tune into what pace of walking feels comfortable, easeful, relaxed. And then with that kind of measure of relaxation, are you aware? What is obvious? Since your eyes will be open, some of what will be obvious will be seeing. So we're not trying to aim the attention at, you know, walking, the feeling, the sensations of walking. We're opening to, what is it like to walk? Walk and know that you're walking. What is awareness knowing while walking? Some of it will be the movement of the body, pressure on the feet, sensations of air on the skin. Some of it will be seeing and hearing. Some of it will be thoughts, emotions. And so again, you know, that curiosity about where, receiving what is kind of naturally happening as you walk. You don't have to try to track everything. You don't have to kind of like know every single detail of every moment. It's settling back and receiving this, changing. It's quite dynamic, the experience of walking, the changing experience of how the attention shifts. So noticing the shift of attention in walking can be a really supportive practice. And if you haven't practiced with this, noticing the shift of attention before, a good place to play with it is in the field of seeing, when the attention is drawn to the field of seeing. Notice the difference between seeing, where there's kind of just the taking in of the whole of the visual field, and when the attention is drawn to look at something in particular. So maybe you're walking, just kind of, maybe not even so much noticing the seeing clearly, but kind of more with body sensations. And then there's some movement. A bird flies across your path, and the attention will orient with certain events in our surroundings. If we move and there's a splotch of color that appears, we can get oriented to that. If there's movement, there'll be an orientation to that. It's quite natural. It's not necessarily you doing it. Again, it's a not self, it's conditions unfolding. And so you can see that the attention gets drawn to something. And then you'll notice looking is happening. So that has been a shift of attention, seeing to looking. That can happen, same thing can happen in hearing, a distinction between kind of taking in the ambient sounds and then a particular sound, a motorcycle or a car or a woodpecker, where the attention rivets to a sound. The difference between hearing and listening. So this begins to kind of heighten the mind's curiosity around how attention shifts from one object, one experience to another. The shift of attention is mental. It's a mental function. And so that shift can be really interesting to explore in the walking practice.